877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, the third and final hour of hour number three. Thursday, June 27th, 2024, your defending fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Absentee ballots are in the mail. Postman Randy Walker verifying it. Candidate for Mount Morenci County Clerk Timothy Jacobs got his today. We're going to add him into the show right now. One of the things I think that's pretty interesting is the dynamics that's happening in Mount Morenci. Resolution is being brought up by the Mount Morenci Board of Commissioners this coming Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning about election integrity. Surprise, surprise. Why? Because they're feeling the heat, people. Timothy Jacobs is talking about it. He's talking about these issues right now, forcing the current clerk to justify and defend her absolutely horrendous fact that 16 dead people voted in the last election in her Mount Morenci County. Shame on you. Absolutely regurgitating the talking points by this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. How dare you try to sell to the people of Mount Morenci County that these are the most safe and secure elections we've ever had? Shame on you. You should resign right now, drop out of the race, and be gone. Well, joining us is my personal endorsed candidate for Mount Morenci County Clerk, Timothy Jacobs on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Randy. How's it going?
What is going on over there regarding this last-minute attempt to save face with the Mount Morenci Board of Commissioners regarding election integrity? What the heck's happening?
So it looks like we have a meeting going on Wednesday, July 3rd at 9 a.m. here at the courthouse. And one of the topics is election integrity resolution. And the resolution, from my understanding, is one that we've adopted, so to speak, from St. Clair County, that's going to really push the emphasis of hand counting and eliminating tabulators and, you know, making it more up to the, give the power back to the township clerk, so to speak, on how we're holding our elections and cleaning things up and making them fair. What we need and what I'm asking is for everybody and anybody that is able to show up at this meeting, voice your concerns and opinions on why you believe we need hand-counted votes against tabulators, get rid of the machines as far as I'm concerned, and why you want to see our clerks accountable for cleaning up the QVF, the poll books, eliminating these dead voters, eliminating voters that don't live in our counties anymore. I can fight this all day long, but I need your help. I need people to stand up and come out and show the support. We need strength in numbers to show these commissioners that the county feels there's a legit issue, and it's not just one person or 10 people making this up. It's the entire county wants a resolution.
Now, the resolution itself, of course, is not an ordinance. It's a resolution. It's symbolic. But it sends a message loud and clear to the current clerk. This is what we are hearing from our people. They represent the entire county just like she does. So if enough people put pressure on the commissioners to put forward this properly worded resolution, which you're going to reach out to them and get some amendments put in there to make sure that it clarifies exactly what the people of Mount Morenci want the clerk to do, should put her on constructive notice.
Oh, absolutely. And what I want the people to understand is this. Like you said, this is not law. It's a resolution, okay? So, but what it does is it does, in fact, put pressure on our commissioners, and it puts pressure on our county clerk to do what the people want, to actually listen to the voters, to the people that they work for, ultimately, and do the right thing. I've reached out to a couple commissioners already this morning about, you know, making an amendment to this resolution and how to word it and what we need going forward. What I need is I need people to stand up and push this and make sure we're holding these people accountable, because this is where it starts. If you want change and you want me to represent that change and be the face of it, that's fine, but I need people to stand up and fight alongside of me. And this meeting is going to be huge. We need to pack the courthouse, pack this meeting, and make our stance known.
Now, how were the two commissioners, I believe you mentioned, how were they receptive to amending the language in the resolution?
So they were very receptive of it. I brought up kind of my thoughts on how we needed to amend it and what it needed to say. Their concern was, you know, at the end of the day, even if it doesn't get amended today, we can still bring this up in open forum and amend it as we go prior to the vote and prior to them passing it.
So let me point of clarification, Robert's Rules of Order.
Yes.
If they're not able to get it into the packet, the fellow commissioners will not be made aware of it at the Wednesday meeting in advance. The meeting packet must go out 72 hours before the meeting, which is on Wednesday, which means probably the packet will go out on Friday, sent by the clerk, because the clerk is the secretary for the Board of Commissioners. Correct. She has to produce the commissioner's packet, they call it. That has to go out tomorrow, Friday, for them to have 72 hours minimum to review it, being prepared for the meeting. If they don't amend it in the packet right now, you're going to run into problems at the meeting itself, because they're not going to be prepared to know that these guys may want to make a last-minute amendment to the resolution, adding the verbiage you instructed them to put in there. So my point of contention on this, Tim, sorry, not good enough. Call them back. It's got to be in the packet tomorrow.
Perfect. And I think that's great advice. I will put some more pressure, see what we can get accomplished. I'm going to reach out to a couple other people within the ranks here and get them to contact the commissioners as well and say, hey, we got to have this resolution amended and ready to go, because, you know, like you said, I see where there could definitely be the pushback and it end up being tabled or something, that it really doesn't need to happen if we get this worded correctly prior to the meeting. So
you got one, you got on Tim, you got one bite of the apple. Okay. You make sure the apple that they're biting has all the ingredients in the apple, because they will table this. I'm telling you, they will table this. And how often does the Board of Commissioners of Mount Morenci County, how often do they meet?
They meet twice a month, so every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday. Okay, so you're talking about this first Thursday, I believe you said is July 3rd, right? Or Wednesday.
It would be Wednesday because of the 4th. They're moving it up a day because they want to have that meeting. Yep.
Okay, got it. So normally, then it would be the 4th of July, which is, of course, the holiday, so they're moving it up to Wednesday the 3rd at 9 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay, so then they're not going to meet again for another 2 weeks.
Right, and we're looking pretty close to the election at that point.
Exactly. That's too close, in my opinion, to the 9 days of early voting, 2 days before, you know. Well, let's see, the 4th, 2 weeks would be the 18th. Absentee ballots are already out. They're in the mail now. You got yours today. 9 days of early voting starts on July 27th.
Yeah, too close. We got to get this done today.
Next Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, I should say, July 3rd. Yep. Okay, so, folks, if you live in Mount Morenci County, I know you got to work, but 9 o'clock commissioner board meeting right there in M32 in Atlanta. You need to be there at this meeting and speak a public comment. I'm assuming they're going to allow public comment before the meeting starts?
They are. It's going to that'll precede the meeting, and, you know, as Robert's Rules of Order, they're going to have their 3 minutes. You know, we can use it wisely. If anybody has any questions about what we need to be presented at the meeting, they can reach out to me via Facebook or my cell, which is 989-217-1019, and I can get you some information. I can get you a copy of the resolution so we know what we're speaking on and we're using our 3 minutes wisely.
Okay, text me after this interview, County Commissioner Cliff Tellini in Presque County. The beef farmer says, yeah. What commissioners are receptive? He's asking for names. I'm not going to mention the names on the radio right now. I don't want to cause any pressure on them. So text me the names, and I'll forward it to Cliff. Next question. If they don't pass this, or they do pass it, are you going to keep track of the county commissioners voting for and against this resolution?
Oh, 100%. Because, like I've stated in previous interviews, this whole thing is about accountability. You know, we have to have people in positions that are going to hold each other accountable, and they're going to listen to the voters. We need commissioners in there that are not afraid to do the right thing and listen to the majority. It's no longer about protecting each other. It's about doing the right thing, listening to the county, and making the right decisions.
Well,
and I will hold them accountable.
Well, as the next county clerk, you're going to have to work with these guys because they're the county commissioners, and I believe some of them, isn't most of them not even being primary challenged this year?
Most, correct, yes.
So this is the county commissioner board you will have to interact with on a regular basis because you will be attending the county commissioners meeting and responsible for taking the minutes. So you
Absolutely.
Guys are going to have a working relationship.
Yes. And here's the thing that we run into right now, and the folks need to understand, the working relationship with the current clerk and the Board of Commissioners is not a good one right now. You know, my goal is to get in there and make that working relationship good. You can work together and have a difference of opinion, that's fine, but you need to be respectable, and you need to hold each other accountable, and you need to have a common goal. At the end of the day, it's for the people, it's for the county. It's not an individual thing.
It's not all about their individual power is the bottom line.
No, absolutely not.
Got it. My personal endorsed candidate, Timothy Jacobs, if you live in Mount Morenci County, vote for him on the clerk, August 6th primary. Timothy Jacobs is on the ballot. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
You too. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Shh. shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Well, it is official. It is official. Based on your unscientific poll, I am going to sit in for the candidates that don't show up at the debate. Tucker Randy will be Congressman Jack Bergman. Tucker Randy will be Cam Cavett, Parker Fairburn, and or Ken Borton on the debate stage answering the questions on their behalf. Based on my knowledge of their voting records, based on my knowledge of the bills that they've sponsored and not sponsored, their vote on budgets, their vote on specific bills, I will be the missing candidate. If they don't show up, I will take their seat. It's official, and I want to read a text message that I texted to State Representative Cam Cavett, the current incumbent state representative for the 106th. I sent this today at 11:05 while the music was playing for the beginning of this third hour. FYI. This is my text message words directly to State Representative Cam Cavett's cell phone number. I'll be sitting in for you, comma, answering the questions for you at the debate, comma, if you don't show up. Three explanation points. Please share this text message with Bergman, Borton, and Fairburn, too, comma, dot, dot, dot. Is I will be sitting for them as well. Thanks, Cam, Randy Bishop, and the photo of the flyer. So constructive notice has been given to Cam Cavett. I'm going to copy and change it, edit it to Bergman, Borton, and Fairburn, and text it to their cell phones as well. I will be sitting in for them if they don't show up. So the county chairs of the 105th, 106th, and 107th, who are part of this debate for their House districts, will already be there. So they'll be asking the questions to me, acting as Jack Bergman, and Josh Saul, the candidate primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman. They were sent emails with the information about the debate weeks ago. Not one of them replied back to me. Not one of them replied back to the radio station's email address, wcy.us@gmail.com. Who is the host of this event? This is very simple. You were put on constructive notice about the debate, and you never responded. If that's an indication, because it was a deadline response, they had until 5 p.m. on a Friday to get back to us, did not get back to us. So that obviously is an indicator you're not coming. I will be glad to sit in for you. Make my day to allow me the opportunity to answer the questions from the county chairs of the respective county Republican parties in your district for you. And I will be you. Bergman, Borton, Cavett, Fairburn. I will be you. When I'm answering the questions in the 107th debate against Neil Friske, I will be 25 years old, married with a child. Well, with all my youth and inexperience I had when I was 25, I will be you. Congressman Jack Bergman, I will be you. I won't be able to answer military questions because I never served. I graduated in 1976. They ended the Vietnam War because they knew Randy Bishop was graduating and coming. This is serious, people. Ballots are in the mail as we speak. 9 days of early voting is a month from today. Election is on August 6th. If they want our votes, they better show up. Because I'm sure they do not want me speaking for them at this debate. But I will. Didn't want to participate. I was going to be the timekeeper. That's all I was going to do. But if I end up having to be one of these politicians, I will. And Miss Vicky will have to keep the clock. So you guys decide. The ball's in your court. You've been put on constructive notice. Text messages are going to your cell phones at 12:01. Just the way it is, people. If you want the debate flyer, text me debate. Thursday, July 11th, the Ellison Place. The address there for your GPS, 150 Dale, D-A-L-E, Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. Doors will open at 4. The debate in the 1st District will start at 5. 107th will start at 6. The 106th will start at 7, and the 105th will start at 8. Jeff Saul will be there. Todd Smallenberg will be there. Neil Friske will be there. And Kristen Marcus will be there. And the politicians, the elected, and challenger, Fairburn, they'll be there either in person or played by Trucker Randy. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on TGIF Friday. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
77FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
Michigan News Source.